Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 77 in the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about people who have multiple interests in an online personality, So I've said this recently on the 3-Minute Geek Show, which is a kind of just, it's almost like audio tweets that I do. So if you haven't seen it, it's 3MinuteGeekShow.com, and I just kind of spout out random crap. It's not as well prepared, but sometimes I think the ideas there may coalesce into an idea here. And one of the things I said there was, I like it when I get to know things about people who I know in one space and learn about the things they care about in another space. So in the context of geeky stuff, I like learning about non-geeky things that other geeks do. So for example, I was talking about how I like learning how someone I know does barbershop. You know, this has nothing to do with development, technically, but it's an interesting thing. So just know that people have lives outside of the specific thing that you know them for, and that the same goes in the reverse. Someone I know in music, learning that they care deeply about microprocessors or painting. I guess I'm trying to do something that's not artistic, but, you know, just something else. They're passionate about how heart valves work. You know, whatever it ends up being. It's just really interesting learning about new things because someone's passionate about something. And it's a thing that you don't know, but you have some other reason to get to know them. So I realize that I have a little bit of a split online personality, and I haven't actually shared to the geek world always about what it is that I do outside of the geek world. And so, yes, I'm a musician. I play electric bass. I've got my family. I like to bike and work out, and a lot of those things kind of come through just through my tweets. But one thing that doesn't come through very much is that the first kind of place I found myself as a teacher online, and the first place, the kind of the audience I had online as a Twitter user and as a blogger, was actually primarily around the ideas of race and ethnicity and justice. And it was only when I started blogging more about tech and programming that became much more my audience. And that's why actually a lot of my old tweets, if you followed me for a while, had this geek hashtag on it. And I basically told all my kind of race, justice, whatever friends, hey, just mute the geek hashtag so that you can still get all my tweets about my life and about race and justice and ethnicity, but you can kind of miss out on all this tech stuff that doesn't make sense. Well, I stopped doing that just couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, maybe, just because so much of what I do ends up being about tech that I just kind of have given up. And I still have some friends who follow me from that world, and one of them just tweeted me yesterday. She said, I miss the days when your blog posts were simple things like how to solve justice in the USA or solve racism in the USA or something like that, you know, tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. But anyway, that her saying that reminded me that it's not something I talk about as often. And it's funny, though, because every once in a while, someone new will follow me, and they'll follow me because of some tech article I wrote, and then they'll say, you know, a couple weeks later, I unfollowed you because, you know, you kind of lost your way and started tweeting about all this justice stuff, and why don't you just stick to the tech? And I'm like, you clearly have not followed me for very long if you think that's me losing my way. So here's, I don't know how to get deeply into it when I've only got a couple of minutes of podcast left, but I just want to share with all y'all that I care a lot about seeing everybody, people from every ethnicity and culture and background and language and socioeconomic status and whatever else, have the same opportunities that I have. I want to see not just equality, which means everybody gets the same treatment, but equity, meaning that everyone gets the treatment that's right given the entirety of the background that they have and the experience they haven't had and everything like that. And it's become more and more clear to me as I've grown as a human, as I've gotten older, that that's not the case. And so for me, I care about these particular issues in part because, especially in the US, but everywhere else too, race and ethnicity and justice are all very closely intertwined with all these things about how much access you have to things and how much opportunity you have, the likelihood that you're going to get the same amount of things that are working towards your good as everybody else. And similarly, in the reverse, the likelihood that you're going to have those things taken away from you. You know, that's why I built Pulled Over. If you haven't seen it, it's pulledover.us. And it's a service for basically, if you get pulled over, you call this phone number that I set up, and it's going to record everything that happens and send it to some remote server and notify your family about it. And the idea was basically like talking to friends and family who said, you know, I get pulled over, like after the Sandra Bland thing, you know, I get pulled over and I'm worried for my life. And I said, well, I want to, as a technologist, what can I do to kind of help with that a little bit? You know, what tools are at my disposal? And there's a lot of tools at my disposal, and I try to use them. And so that's why this kind of might be something you interact with me on. Some of my tools at my disposal are being a technologist and being able to solve problems there. And some more tools at my disposal are the fact that I have a more than average sized Twitter following that I'm going to, of course, respect for why they follow me. And I'm not going to shove stuff down people's throats. But I also want to use that platform in a way that helps people. I own a business. How can I, use the power that comes from owning a business to help people and to make good things happen in this direction, or, you know, whatever else it ends up being? What things can I do to help, be a part of this movement? The movement towards just equity, towards people getting kind of a fair shake, or whatever you want to call it. And there's a lot more, that I don't have time to talk about. I mean, I actually really, outside of the issues of justice, I'm just very interested and excited about understanding the ways we're different and the same. I like learning about people's families and their cultures and their foods and their backgrounds and their music and, what things their grandma did that are exactly the same as my grandma, even though they look entirely different, and what things their grandma did that are completely different than my grandma, just learning about what makes people different. So if you see me talking about these things or you don't, just know that that's a thing. If you're offended, I'd love for you to talk to me about it. Share with me how it's making you feel. If you see me tweet something and it just seems kind of overwhelming or confusing to you, and I'd love to hear about it. Bring it up to me. If I'm retweeting something about some major kind of justice issue that's prevalent, and you're like, that just sounds like, Matt's a social justice warrior. Yeah. Well, talk to me about it. I would love to have a conversation with you. That was the one other thing I didn't mention, and I should, is I would love to use not just my privilege in those other areas to help, but also as like a white male, like I said, college educated, middle class white male. I have relationships and trust with, college-educated, middle-class white males. A lot of people who are talking about these things don't. And I'd love to use that in a positive way, not just to help other people and have their voice heard, but to help, white males, engage with these issues when we want to, and to have someone to talk to that they feel comfortable talking to. So that's my offer here, I guess, is, if this is something you want to talk about, I'd love to talk to you about it. I don't know if there's anywhere else to go on that. So this is a thing I care about. I kind of am trying to be vulnerable here and just share. This is a big thing for me. And so if you wonder why, or if you're confused, well, here's a little bit of context. But also, if you're ever kind of running into these issues, especially if it's based on something that I've tweeted or retweeted, please feel free to let me know. And I'd love to kind of be a part of your processing. So I hope this helps someone. Thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS. If you like the show, share it with your friends, rated in iTunes. Thanks. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay. Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.